everyone, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about the all-important question, where is the bathroom in the woods? What do you do when you have to go and you're out in the field? So, you know, my first hunt within the first, 45 minutes, this question came up. And I had no way to ask it. I had no way to know anything about it. The thought never crossed my mind until I'm in the woods and I'm like, now what do I do? You know, didn't plan for this. And there's different factors involved. So that was on a deer hunt. And it's there, you know, you don't want to move on one hand. Like, you don't want to create any movement. On the other hand, the bigger issue is scent control. What do you do about scent? You know, if you just get up and go to the bathroom off your hunting stand, is that going to blow up your potential for a successful deer hunt? Well, the answer to this question has to do with what are you hunting? What are you hunting? That will determine where the bathroom is. So I'm going to talk about a few of the major seasons, but you know, the biggest one, of course, is deer season. Where do you go to the bathroom? What do you do? What's the best plan? I know of people, you know, they will take a 2-liter bottle, an empty 2-liter bottle with them into the woods, into their tree stand, so they never have to get up, never have to get down from their tree stand to go to the bathroom. Well, I mean, you can do that. That's one way of approaching it. I know people that, you know, they've got to go. They're going to get up. They're going to climb down from their tree stand. They're going to walk, you know, a quarter mile in the opposite direction of where they plan to hunt. They're going to go to the bathroom. Then they're going to walk back. And then you've got people that literally will just stand up on the tree stand. This would be mostly guys. And then just urinate right off the tree stand into the woods. So, you know, or you've got people that just try to hold it all day. So what do you do? What is the best plan? What really matters and what doesn't? Well, there's been a lot over the years that people have said in tradition and I've done a lot of research, and I've had a fair amount of experience. And to just cut to the chase, if you're hunting deer, everything goes to the bathroom in the woods. Period. Everything. Every animal, every deer, everything goes to the bathroom. There are no scents or odors there that are foreign to deer. And on the other side of that, from what I've seen, now opinions are split on this, 50-50 maybe, or maybe 60-40, but just the fact that opinions are split should be a sign, and that is that deer may be attracted to human urine as opposed to repelled by it, because it has a lot of the same chemicals that deer urine has in it. So, you know, a lot of people, when they make a mock scrape, you know, they'll make the big scrape on the ground and then they'll pee in it in order to draw attention to it from the deer. And so at the end of the day, if something is just as likely to be neutral versus a deer attractant, it can't be that big of a deal. In fact, I think you're much, much more likely to spook deer by walking around and leaving scent from your boots and your pants, which is foreign in the woods, than you are by urinating. So my philosophy has become as such. When you got to go, you go. Boom. Done. You're in a tree stand. If you're able to safely, you just stand up and go right off the tree stand. That's better than climbing down, making noise, taking a walk, again, making noise, being seen, leaving scent. You just stand up, there you go. Every deer I've ever shot, I have gone to the bathroom within 10 feet of where I was sitting every time, usually from the tree stand. And I've never seen it be something. And now obviously if the deer watches you do it, well, you give yourself away, right? You know, that's a factor. But in terms of scent control, never had it been an issue. Not one time. Now, the rule of thumb is if you're going to get up and leave an area and you know, go somewhere else, well, that's, you know, before you, as soon as you get up, you're about to walk out of an area, go to the bathroom then, as opposed to getting to a fresh area and then going, and you just, you got time, you got noise, you got, you know, more opportunity to be seen. And, you know, you're leaving scent that, you know, you don't have to leave. So, when it comes to deer hunting, if you got to go, you got to go. Just try not to be seen. Try not to make noise. Try not to make any disturbance while you're doing it. And there you have it. I think the worst thing you can do is try to hold it all day. That's just not healthy for your body. And then fiddling with bottles and stuff, that's just, ugh. Hey, if you want to do it, you know, go for it, but it's not really necessary. And I've heard story after story from, you know, major big game book writing, celebrity TV hunters and all this, that their philosophy has changed over the years to just go right off the tree stand if you have to go. And they have shot massive bucks within hours and even minutes of that happening. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but that's my advice. When it comes to turkey hunting, or pretty much any bird hunting, you know, turkeys don't really have a great sense of smell at all. You know, if you got to go, you go, period. That's the number one issue of turkey hunting is sound and sight, if they hear you or see you. So if you're walking through an area before you walk, before you start moving, you know, that's a good time to go. But turkeys, it really doesn't matter at all. When it comes to small game, doesn't really matter much. When it comes to duck hunting or goose hunting, they are flying usually into your area from somewhere else. You're going to take shots at them before they even land in many cases. Even if they could smell, it's not going to matter. Camouflage matters the most in those situations. Now, when it comes to predator hunting, it becomes a bigger deal. You're hunting coyotes, foxes, wolves, bobcats. You've got to play the wind in those situations. You know, if you go into the bathroom and the wind is going to blow that towards them, you know, that could straight up be the end of your hunt. Although at the same time, if the wind's bad, just the smell of you standing there could blow up your hunt and be the end of what's going on for you. So, but, you know, you're just adding a lot more scent into an area and it's going to stay there even after you walk away. So you have to play the wind. Nothing's more important in that situation than the wind. If the wind is favorable, it doesn't really matter too much. If the wind's not favorable, it could be the end of your day. So you really need to play the wind in those scenarios. You know, crows, groundhogs. Crows especially doesn't matter at all. Groundhogs doesn't matter much. Trying to think of any other major seasons that you might be going out for. You know, bears. Bear, it could matter. Bears are similar to deer. You know, you want to treat that the same. Their sense of smell may actually be better than deer's. So again, you got to play the wind there. You may want to treat that a little bit more like you would a predator hunt. Well, bears are predators. They're quite large predators at that. But in terms of their ability to smell and detect food, because they're smelling, trying to find things to eat, whereas deer, their sense of smell is more for defense than it is for finding food. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, bears or any predator at all, whether it's small or big, you need to really be careful with the wind. So that's my advice. I would say, you know, always take a roll of TP into the woods if you need to, or not if you need to, but anytime you're going into the woods, any distance, or, you know, for a long period of time, throw a roll of TP in your bag. You never know when you might need that. I'm pretty sure every time I've not put a roll in, I've had use for it. Some people are real, you know, super hunter and they want to, you know, wipe with leaves and stuff. Well, you know, go you if that's what you want to do, but that's all sorts of risks involved there with you grabbing leaves that could cause you issues or have bugs on them and things like that. I would say that would be a last resort. Way easier, just throw a roll of TP in your bag and go from there. So that's my advice. Hope that's helpful. You can do some research on this. I think you'll end up exactly where I have, and this is what all of my experience has bared out, and that is don't stress over going to the bathroom in the woods. If you're hunting something with a great nose, you got to play the wind. If not, your biggest concern is being seen or heard, not being smelled. So with that, make sure you guys head over to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes for more information and tips. Check out some other episodes. Make sure to share. If you could, leave us a review. Send us a question. We'd love to hear from you guys. Till next time, God bless you, and go get them in the woods.